Hey friends, I'm here to talk about LiveWire version 2.3. I tagged it this morning. This is a pretty fat release. How long has it been since the previous release? Been like 2 weeks, 15 days. And this is a minor release, not a patch release. Most of them have been patch releases in the past, whatever, month. And yeah, so we have a new bump to 2.3. So I want to talk about what's new and some stories about how it came to be, I guess. So I told you about the binding data directly to Eloquent collections. So if you have a property called posts, that's a collection of models, you can loop through them and bind directly to attributes within that loop, which is pretty cool. And yeah, so you'll probably see a tutorial about that in Surge in the somewhat near future. I don't know. So be on lookout for that. And if you care, listen to the episode, not last episode, but the one before on this podcast called something. Oh, the boilerplate one, because I talk about that. So I'll skip that one. But there's a new assertion, whatever. Jason Beggs PR'd it. That's the kind of thing that assertions are. It's a good assertion. I've never needed it, but I could see how one would need it. So I merged it. So maybe I'm just telling you about the thing. But here's a fun one. Michael Dorinda, he PR'd support for stringable properties. What does that mean? In Laravel 7, I believe, there was a new class called stringable, because before, Laravel has some awesome string manipulation helpers, and they used to be string helpers. I have a long, long history with string helpers in Laravel. So there used to be a bunch of helper functions like str replace, like string replace, or str contains, you know, string contains. Because the PHP string manipulation functions are annoying, the parameter order's weird, whatever. So it's great. They're really great, and I loved them, and I was big into them, and I was big into PRing new ones, and that worked for a while until basically everybody started hating string helpers, and they all got removed from Laravel. But that's a story for another time. So they still exist under the string class, str.php. So you've probably seen str:, and then some helper like contains or something. And that's whatever. I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like str:. It's like an abbreviation. I just don't like it. And it's a facade, and I'm not big into facades. Yeah, I don't like it. And what I really don't like is that I can never remember the parameter order. The only parameter orders that I have success remembering is like in array. In PHP, because it's needle in haystack. And there's some places that Laravel does the opposite. I'm sure there's an underlying philosophy about parameter order that Taylor has. Probably other people have, but I love the needle in haystack thing. You know, even if it doesn't fit like the way I like parameters ordered in other areas, like in array, needle in haystack, maybe because I just heard that word, it just stuck with me. So I never have to wonder, what order is the in array function parameters, you know? Anyway, that's a tangent. That's what I don't like about the string class, is I can never remember if it's the subject first and then the you know, the whatever. So if it's like string contains, like str:contains, do you pass in, wow, this is funny, I was supposed to be talking about LiveWire. Do you pass in the full string and then the substring that you're looking to see if it contains second? You know, I think it is that way, but that's kind of the opposite of like needle in haystack, you know, like in array, you're passing in the thing in question and then the thing to check against, where string contains, you're passing in the thing to check against, then the thing in question. So yeah, which is annoying, but here's the solution. In Laravel 7, stringables came out. And so you can now do str::of and pass in the subject and then chain on your method. So you can chain contains and then you pass in the only parameter you would think to pass in. It's great. I love it. It removes an entire class of problem. I love when that happens. Like sometimes the best solution to a problem is like just like perpendicular to the problem and just removes the whole problem altogether. If you like stress about like parameter orders and make them all consistent, figuring out the best parameter order, you know, and it's funny, like maybe the answer is you don't need to worry about it because, you know, you structure things in an object-oriented way, or then you can chain things on. Maybe Fluent is the answer to parameter order problems, and, you know, there is some truth there. All right, so this is all a ramble because this is why. Because you can now set a property in LiveWire as a stringable. So you could say, like, public title in LiveWire. You have a property called title. And in mount method or whatever, you could say title equals string of, and then pass in a string. And now And anytime you want, you can actually, in the front end, that'll be a normal string. So you could bind to it, which is pretty cool. I should double check that you can bind to it. I'm sure you could. Oh, that's so dope. Wouldn't it be sweet if every string was a stringable by default? Oh, people would hate me. But oh, that should be like a possibility. I don't know. So anyway, so yeah, you can set something as a string and now you can chain stuff on just wherever you want. You can just say like, you know, I don't know. Like, so if you wire model on an input type text to a title property and you say foobar, then you hit save. You can do like this, if like this arrow title arrow contains foo, then abort. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty pumped about that because it's a primitive type in Laravel. Like it's not a primitive. It's like a first class type, just like a collection is, just like what else? Like a message bag, or that's one I should support, is message bags. Yeah, so models and whatever. So LiveWire aims to support those as properties so that you can, so it appears as if your LiveWire component is just a long-running instance of PHP and you don't know the difference, which is pretty cool. All right, so here's the story I want to tell you. Validation attributes. So LiveWire v2 added, so LiveWire always had this arrow validate where you could pass in rules and messages and attributes. Let me even break that down. So in LiveWire, anytime you can still do this, you can call this arrow validate and pass in a list of validation rules, like a key value pair, like title arrow required. And a title is like a public property. Let's say that you want the message to like, Laravel will automatically generate a message like the title field is required. Let's say you want to make it a different message like, yo, your title is not there. I should have came up with something more different, but yeah, so you could, the second parameter could be a list of key value pairs where the key is like title dot required and then arrow. And then the value would be the new message like, hey man, your title is not there. Right. So there's a third parameter option, and that is attributes, custom attributes, where you can have a key value pair that just renames the field. So you can still use Laravel's messaging, but change the field name. So let's say you have something like, the title or some internal thing. I'm trying to think of areas that this is common, but it's definitely a common one. Like, the English word you would say is title, but the database field is like, you know, ye old title or something. So instead of it saying the ye old title field is required, you would want it to say the title field is required. So the attributes array, you could set the key to ye old title and then arrow and the value to title. And then it would, you know, act as if it was named title, right? That's the attributes capability. Let's see where we're at. We got time. So LiveWire v1, that's how you would do it. But LiveWire v2, I added a rules property at the component level that you can optionally use instead of passing in rules directly, which you're familiar with. Then, of course, people said, well, we want messages. You should offer a messages property on the component so that you could pass in custom messages, just like the second parameter to validate. Okay, sounds good, whatever. Then, of course, the next question is, and I experienced this myself, on Surge, I wanted this. It's like, how do we pass in custom attributes? And so here's the problem. You would think that I could just add a property called attributes. Now, granted, I already added the messages property and the rules property. So what would you call this? You would call it attributes. The problem with that, you would have a protected property on the component called attributes. Here's the problem. Honestly, there's a few. Here's one. Attributes is a common term. It's not a breaking change for me to offer a new property on a component. You know, that's not a breaking change. But breaking changes are a blurry line. What if I decide to call that property title? I've just ruined everybody's app who has a title field. Like, that's a breaking change, you know? So attributes feels kind of like that to me. Like, it's a generic enough word that people maybe already have a property called attributes. Okay, so there's that, but whatever. Barring that, also, Eloquent models have a concept of attributes. Eloquent, every value in an Eloquent model, a field value, is stored in an attributes property on an Eloquent model. It's a big deal. It's a big word in Eloquent. So like there could be crossover and crisscross mental models, whatever. But even worse, this is the worst. In Blade components, there's an attributes value. And that's all the attributes passed in. And LiveWire components don't have an attributes property, but they will eventually probably. So I basically can't do that, and I have to break the convention that I've established with rules and messages. So what do? I have two options. I can call it custom attributes, because that's actually the name of the parameter variable in Laravel's core. So I could just call it custom attributes, but it's just weird. Like, rules messages, then custom attributes, or I could go all the way and call it validation attributes. But seeing that is like very horrible to see because it's not validation rules and validation messages. So it really pains me to see that. Ultimately, that's what I did. I'm not proud of it. It doesn't look good, but it's not something that most people are going to use, I don't think. So it's going to be kind of a little bit of a more hidden thing. But yeah, man, it really pained me to do that. And in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have even done it at all, but I needed it and I'd be willing to do it. I'd be willing to deal with the hideousness of validation attributes. We're at 10. Okay, I'll be seeing you.